A quickie isn't a bad thing. A fast-pounding, breathless fuck that finishes with his shuddering, jerky, growly cum quite satisfies me. What I don't like is the pressure for me to have an orgasm during a quickie. It just isn't going to happen. Like most women, my body needs time to rev up. But I was made to fly long distances once I get going. So my logic is, why spend the time and effort to start the engine when I know we're only going to be making a quick jaunt? There are two things I can count on almost every morning. One, he inevitably wakes up with an erection in desperate need of attention. And two, it's almost always a few minutes before the alarm goes off, leaving us very little time to play. It doesn't bother me. I love sucking him off. Hand jobs have recently become one of my favorite things to do, and getting up on top of him has never been a chore for me. Watching his face twist and change as I work my pussy around on his cock, squeezing, milking him till he can't stand it, and he has to shoot up inside of me. What's not to love? There are a lot of solutions to ease the ache of that insistent early morning hard-on, all of which are incredibly satisfying, at least to me. I know that sounds strange. He's the one achieving an orgasm, but I'm the one satisfied? The thing is, he loves it when I come. He especially loves making me come, which I get, considering how much I love making him come. It's quite reciprocal. So when he gets to come, and I don't, that leaves him wanting more. Me, though, I'm okay with it. By the time the snooze goes off, I've usually gotten him there, and my engine hasn't even done much more than begun to purr. Gives me a warm, fuzzy feeling, but I'm not left with an overwhelming need. It drives him crazy. Let me lick you. He's still breathless from his climax, his cock slowly waning. Nuh-uh. I pull the covers up, looking at the clock. I can taste his cum at the back of my throat when I swallow. We've only got 5 minutes. So I'll be late. Then the kids will be late for school, and they'll miss breakfast. Not fair. I wish you'd let me make you come in the morning. We've talked about this. We have. Believe me, we have. What's the point in even starting? We're just wasting time talking. He rolls over onto me, pulling down the covers. Sighing, I acquiesce. You know, you can't force someone to have an orgasm. Ha! He slides a finger into me, drawing out my juices and rubbing them against my clit. Sucking him always makes me wet. Sometimes I forget how excited I get just having his cock in my mouth. You make me all the time, he says. Well, I smile in the dark, my hips moving slowly in response to his touch. It's true, I love making him come, bringing him to the point of no return and pushing him over the edge. Well, you can't force a woman. Let's find out. His mouth is soft, liquid heat against my flesh. Fingers spreading me wide, tongue lashing. I can hear the kids playing in their rooms, awake already, and a glance at the clock tells me how late we're all going to be. Please, I whisper, nudging him with my thigh, but my body has shifted gears while I wasn't looking. The engine is rumbling now, low and steady, a heat spreading in my lower belly as he buries his face between my legs. Ah, God, baby, please. Now I'm not even sure anymore what I'm asking for. Stop? Don't stop? I don't know. I'm hovering, indecisive, between wanting to fly and wanting to stay grounded, and he's pushing me, revving my engine with the thrust and suck of his hot, wet mouth. When his hands cover my breasts, it creates an instant spark between nipples and cunt, and I suddenly can't tell the difference, the sensation filling me completely, sending me soaring. Oh, God, I whimper, and I know he feels my takeoff, steadying me with his hands, his tongue never stopping its delicious friction over my clit, focusing there now, fueling the fire, propelling me further into orbit. I can tell he's caught on to my sudden ignition, his mouth moving with even more enthusiasm, lashing against my clit again and again. I'm not paying attention to anything now but the feeling, the rising hum of my body as I coast higher, higher. There's no ticking clock, no kids calling to each other from their rooms. I'm leaving it all far behind, down there on the ground, everything else growing smaller and unimportant compared to the ascending urgency taking me over. There's a moment of pulling back in my mind, a fear of heights, perhaps. But he senses my hesitation and intensifies his devotion, his tongue bathing me, the hungry, greedy sounds of him filling my head, the gentle pinch and twist of my nipples, sending steady sparks down to my aching pussy. I couldn't resist any more, even if I tried. He's managed to work me into a frenzy, my hips thrusting, my body twisting against the torturous pleasure, wanting to go higher, higher, almost there, God, almost. I don't know how he knows, but he knows. He has to move his hands to hold my bucking hips, and I lift my own breasts, resuming his work there, rolling, tugging, as if I could pull my orgasm right out of my nipples. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby, I can't. I don't even know what I'm saying, but he knows I can because he's not stopping, never stopping, sending me further, over, over, until I can't hold on at all, and there's a momentary sense of falling, and then I am, free fall, out into nothing and everything all at once. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm... But he knows, eagerly devouring every inch of me, taking me there and keeping me there, shuddering in his arms, my cunt spasming again and again with my climax against the wet lap of his hungry tongue. There's no time, no space, no breath. I am simply feeling, flying, completely lost in that moment. What were you saying about not coming? He chuckles, kissing my thighs as I shiver my way down to earth. Shut up. I squeeze his head gently with my thighs, flexing them, sticking out my tongue. You know, it's not about forcing you. He kisses his way up my belly, or making you. No? He kisses my breasts, too sensitive now, making me gasp. It's about surrender. I stop trying to look over his shoulder at the clock and meet his eyes in the early morning light. The dawning isn't just there, outside, over the horizon. Well, learn something new every day. Every day? He grins and kisses me. Promises, promises. The alarm goes off, the final snooze, and the day officially begins.